If you weren't here Thursday night, I think a lot of you were, and so you already know what I'm getting ready to say. But for those that weren't here, I need to make a little bit of announcement, let you know some things that's going to be happening here at Edgewood. Before I say what the announcement is, when I came here in 2009, came back really, because I think we probably, I came here in 19, where's my parents at? Where are they?
Mom, sir.
Oh, is my dad here somewhere? Oh, he wouldn't know the answer to this question anyway. We came here in the 1980s, I think, probably. I don't remember how old I was when we got here, probably the 70s. And when we got here, so this has been my church since then, right? Moved away for a little while, came back. When I came back, there was a couple things that happened that I think are important for what I'm getting ready to say. One is the pastor that was here resigned and was moving away. And I didn't know that when I was planning on coming back. Had no clue. And we were talking about providence this morning. And I think God's providence played a role in that for me to come here right at that exact time. But there was a couple things that I believed, and I still believe are true. One is this, preaching is prime. You know what I mean by that? It's like it's, when I go, what's the most important thing going on at a church? That's I believe that to be true, preaching. Are they preaching the word? Are they preaching the full counsel of the word of God? Not just preaching. And when I say preaching is prime, that doesn't even mean that the person who's doing it is talented at it. It just means, are they going to the word of God and saying, I want to explain what this means to you to the best of my ability. And to be honest, I don't know, and I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know a lot of other churches in our community that are doing that particular thing. I hope I'm wrong. I hope there are other churches in this community that are preaching the word of God, the full counsel of the word of God, but I'm not for sure about that. I haven't been to all of them. I hope I'm wrong on that. The other thing that I believed was that there's this passage that Paul the Apostle says. He says, God can use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, the weak things of the world to confound the strong, and the things that are not to confound the things that are. And so you put those two things together in a church that didn't have a pastor, and I said to myself, hey, I can do it, right? So this is important, and I'm here. God, I'm gonna take a shot, and let's try this. And so for the last 14 and a half years, that's what we've been doing here, is holding on to those two basic ideas. Preaching is prime, most important thing that we're going to do. If everything else, we don't have programs, we don't have all kinds of other things, but we're going to hold on to that to the best of our ability. And we're going to trust that God can use fallible human beings to accomplish that. But doing that, I've gotten tired. And so I'm just going to cut to the chase here. I'm going to take a break. Now, God has been providential as well in bringing Paul here, right? But I'm going to take a break from preaching for a while. I don't have a definite, this is the end date to when I'm done doing that. I'm saying, Lord, you let me know when that is, right? But it's not because, and I hope the fact that I'm up here still preaching shows it's not because of some moral failure or anything like that. In fact, Charity and I were talking about this today, and she said, there's still things that you're going to be doing in not preaching. I'm still going to be teaching in my life. And one of the things is, are there reasons to take a break? Absolutely. And so it's a point, a purposeful point to say, I need to take a break. Now, just to break the monotony here, I just want to show you, just in case you're like, is he really that tired? Is he really, I mean, is this really, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not going to lie to you at all. I never have. I'm not going to start now. This has been hard. Being a pastor is hard. And if you don't believe me, here's the evidence. Okay, now I've seen a lot of other people 14 years later, and they did not change that much. Some do, some don't. And I took a look at that first picture. Okay, so there used to be an office right out there, and I was sitting in that little pastor's office, and I think you probably took a picture of me. I was like, I'm a pastor now, you know, and I was like, take a picture. And that was that first picture, and then that was a couple weeks ago, and I have trimmed the beard up a little bit since then, but I saw that picture the other day, and I'm like, dang, life's been hard. You know, back to a serious note. By the way, if I keep at it, this is what it's going to be like. I just have to throw that out there. I'm just saying, if I don't take a break, this is what we're looking forward to here in a few more years. Oh, yeah. Oof. All right. Couple more things. I am going to preach, but I got a couple more things I want to say. The thing about being here, and again, full honesty, full transparency, the thing about being here, not all have stayed. Right? I mean, the way this church has grown is kind of the way that I've lost weight. Okay? I've lost hundreds of pounds of weight in my life, but I've put a whole bunch of them back on. And the same thing's kind of happened with the church. We've had a lot of people come, but we've had a lot of people go, have we not? Not all have stayed. And when I take a step back and I don't look at it from an emotional standpoint, one of the things that I've noticed is that one of the reasons for that is not all believe those basic things. Okay? Now, I can't say that's true with everybody that's come and gone, but I think for a lot of people, that's part of it. You wouldn't believe how many times somebody's called, texted something, broken up with us as a church, and their reasoning was, the preaching's great, but you don't have, and begin to list off the things that we don't have. You know what? Some cases I get it. I'm not trying to dig too deep in all the reasonings. I can't say the same is true with every single one. But I will say that there's been many that's why they haven't, because this isn't the most important thing. But the positive side of that is that those that have, I've noticed a commonness of heart with me. They want the word, right? Preach the word. Preach it in season, out of season. Just preach. Give us the word of God, whatever that is. That's what we want to know. And that has been so beneficial to me personally. But it also means that I think that what we have here is a good foundation of a church that's going to continue. Because by the way, if you're like, wait, are you going somewhere? I'm not going anywhere, right? In fact, I don't even think I'm going to move from the front seat. I think a lot of that is going to depend on just how it goes. But I have no intentions of leaving you guys. I mean, where would I go? I don't know where I would go. What's that? This is our family, right? This is our family. In fact, I said something on Thursday night when I first announced this that I later thought, you know what? There was more, which this happens a lot. I say things and I didn't have it planned that I was going to say that thing. Then after I said that thing, I was like, wow, that was pretty good, Matt. I didn't even know that before I said it. But I said, you know, one of the things with people leaving, I think one of the reasons why a lot of people are also saying, well, you probably can't stay there, Matt. Would you think that? Have you heard that? Have you thought that? A lot of times that happens. You know what? I think that most of the time that happens because people don't really understand what church is. It's not, you're not coming to get, for us to go, here you go, right? This is not McDonald's, right? You're not putting an order in and these are the five things I need from church this week. That's not, this is a family, right? This is family, brothers and sisters in Christ. And I think a lot of people that go, I don't think that can work. I think they don't get that piece. But I look around at the people that are here today and I go, I think we got a group of people here that get that, right? That church isn't a service that's provided to me. Churches, brothers and sisters in Christ, coming together every week to worship together, to fellowship together, to learn from the word together. Amen? So, going forward, before I jump into the sermon, I do want to pray, but I also want to mention a couple other things. The plan, hey, we got plans, okay? We're not planning on shutting the doors. We're not planning on closing shop. We're not planning, no. In fact, I thought this morning, I thought, you know, God was so providential. And it's so interesting. You're talking about providence in Sunday school. God was so providential when I came. I hope that God is going to bring other people along just in time, just at the right time, right? I mean, I hope, here's the thing. Paul cannot, he could try, but he knows better. He's not going to try to do it all. Listen, I was stupid when I tried to do it all. Okay? Probably shouldn't have done that. But I tried. Paul is not going to do all everything. Okay? So this is a real opportunity for you guys to do a couple things. One, and I'm so encouraged because I heard several people on Thursday night say, hey, we got to get behind him, right? And support him. How can we help Paul? And so I was going to tell you, I haven't even told you that yet. Several people are like, we got to get behind this guy and support him and be there for him, encourage him. But I think specifically praying, because you know what? Is this Matt's church? Is this Matt and Charity's church? Is this Paul's church? Is it going to be Paul's church? Yeah. Whose church is this? Jesus, right? Who's the head of the church? Jesus is. So this is his. This is his work. This is his thing. I could drop dead tomorrow, and he is still the one that's in charge of whatever's going on here, right? And so that is our absolute hope and assurance. And I'll say one more thing before I jump into Luke and before I pray. One of the most encouraging things that I've had happen since I've started telling some people, and I told some people privately, and I announced it on Thursday night, one of the most encouraging things is that, you know what the most common question I get is? Does anybody know what it is? You know what it is. What is it? Are you going to finish Luke? Right? That is the most common question. I want to tell you right now, the reason why that is so encouraging is because, you know what, that told me something. That told me that you guys have grabbed a hold of that idea. We want the word, right? And you're like a bunch of little kids at the table with their forks and knives going, give us the word. Give us the word, right? And when I go, hey, I got to take a break for a little bit, you guys are like, well, who's going to give us Luke? We need some Luke. I love that. So I have high hopes for what's going to happen. Because if you got a church that says, we want the word of God, we want it, give it to us, we want it, that is an exciting thing. And that is what we're going to talk about actually today, what that is going to look like. What does that look like in people's lives?